Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight. I am an educator, author, speaker, fitness trainer, and full circle health coach, and very passionate about it. Why is it so important to live an emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally balanced life? It doesn't matter where I look, I see articles, slogans, commercials, you name it, all of them referring to a balanced lifestyle. I know it's true that when one is talking about something, one sees it being presented more often. One example is the cars. Before I drove a Prius, I barely ever saw one. Now that I am driving a plug-in hybrid Prius, I see them all over, more than not. Why is that so? Are we conditioned to pay more attention to what we have or what we want? Are we the reason that trends get picked up so quickly so that they spiral out of control? Let me tell you, it was just yesterday that I was asked on a radio show why superfoods are so important or trendy these days. I just found so many articles while searching on Google varying from 11 to 100 superfoods in lists and mention. Why don't you Google superfoods yourself and see what you come up with? Are they really healthier than regular foods? What is the very best and healthiest diet for us to be balanced emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally? And I would like to add financially, because a lot of it has to do with that too, what we buy, where we buy it, how we buy it. I am sure that you are aware that certain foods cause a sugar crash, or first a sugar high for a short time, and then you go into the crash within 20 or 30 minutes. I'm asking you, are these foods healthy? Can we solve that problem by consuming them in moderation? How do we know what's good for us? Why and why not? And so I just wanted to go a little bit into some of the foods that are considered superfoods and give you an idea about it. For example, blueberries are on the list of superfoods. And those are there because they're rich in vitamins, have soluble fiber and phytochemicals, which are actually called the flavonoids. And those reduce the risk of certain heart conditions in young females. I'm not going to go into every detail with everything, but I just wanted you to know the kiwi fruit is also listed there, as are beans and whole grains, quinoa, nuts and seeds, kale, Swiss chard, collards, mustards, spinach, cabbages, broccoli, sweet potato, and squash. Even some fish are mentioned, such as salmon, sardines, mackerel, because those are high in omega-3 fatty acids. Acai berry, noni fruit, dragon fruit, pomegranate, tea, green tea. And what I'm saying right now is avoid the hypes and the chemically treated produce. There are so many things that are labeled as healthy, which are not half as healthy as we believe them to be. That's why I personally love to have my garden. And for the people who don't have time to really garden much, don't have the space for a garden or whatnot, that's where I like to suggest check in the Tower Gardens. You can go to those and see what they offer, how much you can grow, where you can grow what. What are your favorite produce or fruits that you like? Can you grow those on a tower garden? Why do I stress that? Because when you go to the store, so many foods, even in the health food stores, sometimes, I don't want to insist and persist on that, but even in the health food stores, some of the fruits and vegetables and produce have been treated chemically with a lot less, maybe just sulfur, which is considered an organic chemical. However, I personally am allergic to sulfur. It causes my asthma to flare up. Therefore, I prefer not having any chemicals on my things. That's why I have my own garden. Also, when you buy them in the store, do you think that, let's say, the vegetables, such as cucumbers, zucchini, lettuce, and those things have been picked just before you go in the store and you buy them? I'm sure you're laughing about that, because this is totally impossible. Where do all the produce come from? Not everything is from our surrounding areas. Not everything is from within the U.S. Some of it comes from Colombia, from Puerto Rico, from Mexico, from other China, from other places, and those things have to be picked, harvested, or prepared minimum of 3 to 6 or 8 weeks before they are in the store and you get to eat them. They lose a lot of value in their nutrients by being transported before they're ripe in a refrigerated coolant truck or airplane container, so they won't get ripe too fast and spoil. So therefore, again, some of the best superfoods that you can get are the ones that you grow at home in the comfort of your home, outside, indoors, does not matter. The tower garden is definitely something that you can adjust on where you want to have it. And so I just want to say, really, really read the labels, focus on things. Remember a while ago, I think it was on 10/22 2015, when I spoke about one of the superfoods that I'm actually growing myself, which is the avocado. And I had absolutely no idea on how precious, how healthy, how many health benefits an avocado has. I was just totally floored when I read that the flesh of the avocado has 30% of antioxidants and some other valuable health benefits. But the seed inside has 70% of antioxidants, 13 health benefits, and everything is, of course, fresh. It reduces inflammation. It lowers the cholesterol. It helps you release some excess weight. There, as I said, if you want to find out exactly what they are, I did list them on my radio show on 10/22 and maybe even on 10/15, that I'm not positive anymore, but the 10/22 I'm positive. So you can always go back and check up on older sessions talked about, so you get the connection on why I'm mentioning it here. Now, I did mention that the salmon, sardines, and mackerel are actually considered superfoods by some people because of the omega-3 fatty acids. But please be careful when you buy those. First of all, sometimes they get mislabeled in a store. Or sometimes they are raised in a farm and they are fed extra nutrients for them to grow fatter and bigger. That does not absolutely make them better. Bigger is not always better. And so I just really want to draw your attention to being careful. You know, definitely eat more raw vegetables and fruits. Then if you need to have some of them cooked, cook them lightly, not overcook. When you have the water left over, instead of throwing it out, you throw out all the vitamins that are in there. Use it to make a soup out of it. There are so many ways that we can be more efficient. And just by doing that, isn't that an emotional reward, knowing I have made the best out of my fruits and vegetables? I have used everything to its fullest extent. I know that's what my husband and I are doing all the time. It's just so wonderful when we don't have to throw out anything. And especially in our case, we love the avocado seed because, as I told in one of the previous shows, I use that also to make my homemade bread. So I don't need butter, eggs, oil, or anything like that. I use the flax seed, which is actually also one of the superfoods. I use that as the egg and butter to replace that. And I gave you even the measurements of how much is what. And so just go back and check it out and enjoy it. Okay, so I'm sure that you are aware that certain foods cause the sugar crash. We talked about that already. That can even be by eating too many fresh fruits, the ones that are high in sugar. So use the word, use the action, moderation for everything. And how do we know what's good for us and what is not? Well, I think the key point there from my standpoint is when it makes you feel good, happy, satisfied, even-keeled, balanced. Remember we did the test, the muscle test on how we feel, if we're balanced or not. You can go back to that one too and check it out. Then that makes a huge difference. We're happier, we get more accomplished, our boss is happier with us, or if we are our own boss, we can work faster and more focused than when we don't eat healthy. I had a gift written down there, and I see it totally disappeared. So let me just add one in it, which is easy, that can help you grow your own superfoods. And that is a tower garden. So that would be, the link would be Denise Thompson. That's DeniseThompson dot tower garden, TowerGarden dot com. DeniseThompson.TowerGarden.com. Just check it out and see what you can grow there and how it can help you live a better, happier, and healthier life and be emotionally and physically, mentally, and spiritually balanced. Contact information is http://www.mikkelknight.com, that's MikkelKnight.com, or dythompson@mikkelknight.com is my phone number, is my email, and my phone number is 562-335-4956. Please let me know what you think. If you have suggestions or questions, I am more than happy to answer those. And now it's time to say, stay happy, healthy, blessed, and empowered, and talk to you next week.